All the right buttons pushed, we're ready to go. And the background music of Larry Razavi and his Out of Town Checks with our theme Musicians Come and Play means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM, program number 441 in that continuing series. You're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, and streaming on the World Wide Web. We are now at 13 minutes before the hour of 12 noon. Temperature reading of 35 degrees here in central Minnesota. As our theme wraps up right there, Larry Razavi and his Out of Town Checks with our theme, Musicians Come and Play. And we have our guests in the studio today. We're going to bring them in right now and say good morning to Jerome, Jerry, and Rick Notch. How are you guys doing?
Okay, Si, good morning to you.
Good morning, Si.
Very good. And yes, it is our 441st edition here. And we have you fellows in to talk about a big dance coming up. And we'll talk about that in just a couple moments. But first, for the folks that don't know who you are, we want to just take a moment and kind of introduce you. So, Jerry, I'll start with you first. Born and raised where?
St. Joe, Minnesota.
Right out on the farm, where you are right now. Yep. And mom and dad were?
Joe and Bertha Notch.
Yeah, that would be my great uncle and aunt, I believe. Yep. And so it makes us cousins, All right, and where did you fit into the line? Youngest, oldest, or in between?
Third from the youngest.
Third from the youngest, okay, very good. And been on the farm all your life, huh? Farming, that's been your life. And then, of course, trucking. You do a lot of hauling these days, too, huh?
Well, not as much anymore. Rick took over, so I just help out yet stuff.
Okay.
It keeps me busy with the farming.
Well, we've had a long line of truckers at the meat market in St. Joe, and you're still the one doing the hauling these days, so longevity is there, and that's great. You bet. And along the way, you started playing a little music, too.
Yeah, when I was young, I was about 12 years old, I started with my brother Bob. We used to play in bars and stuff. Oliver Callender Sr., he played fiddle and stuff, so we played quite a few jobs that time.
And Ollie turned out to be your brother-in-law. He married your sister.
No, that was Ollie's dad.
Oh, that was, okay. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
He played the fiddle, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
And then after that, and I started going up with Donnie Woke, and we started practicing there, and and Donnie was like a brother to me.
Sure, yeah.
And we kept practicing, and then Roy always says, you're good enough to go play for the music and the dance hall, he said. So the first job we played was in Vets Haven.
Oh, really?
Yep, in St. Cloud, right across from Franklin there.
Really? Yeah. Okay.
was on the Easter Sunday.
Really?
Yeah.
And that was what, about 60s or 50s? What would have that been? Probably in the 60s, huh?
60s, yeah. I think, yeah.
62 was when you started.
62.
60 years this year.
60 years today.
60 years today it's been? Wow, that's amazing. Yeah, it's pretty darn good. And playing the drums, huh?
Yep, playing the drums.
Okay, and that's the instrument that you've played all these years. You didn't try any other one?
Yeah, I did try accordion with my sister Betty.
Oh, yeah.
We took lessons for a while.
Oh, you did? Okay.
And then we gave it up. And
okay.
I gave it up, and then I went drumming, and that's where I started, and I stayed with it.
Yeah, drums is a good instrument. The only thing is when it comes to packing up.
Yeah, it takes so long to unpack and pack.
There you go. Well, that's great. And so you formed the Minnesota Dutchman then back in the days there?
Yep.
And, yeah. So, and had it all these years. Donnie was your concertina player.
Yep, Donnie was my best concertina
player. Till he passed away. And,
yep.
Now, who were some of the other members back in the days?
That time we started was me and Donnie and Richie Schindler.
Oh, yeah. Three piece.
Then we started, Eddie Kander started with us.
Okay.
We played with that for quite a while. And later on, we started in the dance, you know, other bars. And then the next one was Stan Willie.
Stan, of course.
Stan played with us. And then after he quit, then we had Jerry Schindler played to the end here.
Okay. And did you have a bass player for a while too?
Yeah, Charlie Torberg.
Charlie Torberg too.
Yep.
Yeah. That's what I thought. Yeah. And is he still living yet?
Yep. He's still living. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Very good. Very good.
Being guys that we started, I'm the only one left.
Okay.
They're all gone.
So then when was probably the last of the official dances? When did you kind of fold the band back then?
Well, when Donnie had open heart surgery, that kind of slacked things up. And we did play some yet after that. You know, my brother-in-law played with us and Oliver Callender.
Okay.
And we played for a while after that, but that really slowed us up when Donnie had that.
Sure.
But then after that, Donnie did play with us again.
Oh, he did? Okay.
Yeah, for a while.
And I think that was about the time when, Rick, you were probably, 4 or 5 years old? Or maybe a little older than that, huh?
Well, I started playing saxophone in fifth grade in Wallingford Elementary. But I think I started probably 12 or 13 when I started with Dad.
Okay.
And then it was just the three-piece, Dad and I and Oliver Counter at the time.
Okay.
And once in a while, Bobby Notch, Dad's brother, would play concertina also.
Sure. Okay. All right. And you got just a taste of that playing.
Just a taste. I didn't get the chance to do the ballroom scene.
Yeah.
I played at one ballroom, and that was the Medina ballroom, which was pretty cool in my time. You know,
pretty
good-sized ballroom for Minnesota. But that was just for an anniversary. So I have never played publicly in the ballroom. So
okay.
And Rich Gill, too, our concertina player now, it's kind of our first time, so we're kind of excited for it.
Yes,
so.
I can understand that. You know, and I was a drummer too, Jerry, and played a lot of bands, and so I know exactly what we're talking about and what Rick is missing, and the younger generation now. We had a lot of fun, and those dances were really, really good times, weren't they?
Yep, every weekend there was dances, you know, all the dance halls we had, you know, Coliseums and Richmond, and just all over the place, and we'd play every weekend, you know, and it was really fun.
Yeah, and there was a ballroom just about in every town. I mean,
every town,
so good. Probably played at the Coliseum and the Fairgrounds, all those.
Coliseum, Fairgrounds, and St. Anna, and just all over.
New Munich. Avon, all those towns.
Avon, that was a good ballroom, too.
Absolutely, you bet.
And Richmond and Cold Spring had a ballroom that time.
Yep.
And, they're all gone.
Absolutely. Well, in the meantime, Rick, you've kind of had a mission between you and Rich Gill to revive things and keep it going a little bit, and we really take our hat off to you for that. You guys have done some performances over at Holdingford and the last couple of years, and things have been going pretty good, huh?
Yeah, we were getting a good start. We actually, 2012 is when I finally found out that Rich played concertina, and we knew each other probably for 13 or 14 years before that. So it just happened to be, we were at a birthday party for Rich, and he had a cake in the shape of a concertina, and I asked him, what's the deal with this cake? And that's when he had said he played concertina, and I didn't know that. So that was in 2012, and it was like 3 or 4 years, we should get together.
Yeah.
So finally we did. I think it was in 16. The wife and the kids were out east at their friends on vacation, and I stayed back because they were going to the beach. I'm not a water person, so I stayed home. And I figured this is a good time. So Rich and I got everybody together, and that was our first night we played. Dad was there, Jerry Schindler, Ronnie Ockman actually came with Rich. He's also uh-huh. very good concertina player, drummer. So that was the first night, and we kind of impressed ourselves, I think, and that's yep. kind of how we got started. So
okay.
And then we started practicing, Rich and I, over the years, and it was about a year or two before COVID. We started doing a few jobs, and then COVID hit and kind of slowed us down.
But
now we're trying to get rolling here.
Get it going again. Okay. Which takes us up to, what, 2 weeks from today, you guys are going to be at the Pelican Lake Ballroom, huh?
Yes. Yep. December 11th, 1 to 5. I wanted to do something. Dad also wanted to do something at the Pelican Lake Ballroom. That was one of the places he enjoyed playing when you played. But so when I'm driving at night and I can't talk to anybody, I kind of, my brain starts going. So I started thinking about it, and then talking over with Rich, we decided to call it, being at a 60 years this year, we did a fan appreciation dance then and now. So
okay.
But, I got some sponsors together to help
defray the cost for the
event. And, I'm very humbled to get the sponsors that we got.
So. Absolutely. Let's mention them right now.
Yeah, we got Haas Livestock out of Cannon Falls, Minnesota, the St. Joseph Meat Market, Notch Livestock Trucking out of Holdingford, Jim Snowmobile Marine out of Holdingford. We also got 1150 AM Chasm out of Albany, Winter Home Construction out of St. Joseph, Century Bank out of St. Joe, but they have branches throughout the area, and Joe's Auto Parts out of St. Joe.
Joe Prom.
Big thanks to all of them, and much appreciation.
So. Absolutely. You bet. And that makes it a free dance then, huh?
Yes. Yep. So, and free admission.
So. That's going back quite a few years since we had free dances. I mean, everybody needs to get paid nowadays. Everybody has to put gas in the vehicles to get to places, and music and instruments all cost money, so nothing is free, but this dance will be. So people
all you need is your dancing shoes and smiles that day.
Yeah. You know, is there going to be the bar open and beverages? Everything?
Yeah. Bar.
Okay. So Ron and Pat and the gang over there at St. Anna.
Yeah, and a big thank you to her too for working with us and to put this on. So.
Yeah. Nowadays, with the liability and everything, a lot of the ballrooms, that's why they don't hire bands anymore. It's just too costly. And so this is a rare occasion. So people will want to put this on their calendar and make an appointment. What are the hours?
1 to 5.
1 to 5. Yep. Okay. Yep. Very good. How many pieces are you going to be that day?
Be a seven six, piece.
Six, seven piece.
Yes. Yeah,
seven.
Really? Wow. Okay. So who?
Dad, Jerry on drums. Okay. We got Jay Patterson's going to help us out on bass horn.
Very good.
We got Stan Willie on guitar. Vi Schlegel's going to help with the keyboard.
Okay.
We got Ross Solis.
Yep.
Going to be on trumpet and trombone. Okay. Rich Gill on concertina, and I will be on with the saxophone.
Saxophone.
Yep.
Okay. Very good. And do you guys have a library written then, or do you just ad lib? How do you play?
We just play the commons, you know, a lot of common Central Minnesota music.
Okay, sure.
A lot of it played right here at Chasm. So.
Sure, yeah. So you just know the music by heart.
Growing up with it all these years, dad, mom always had it on in the house from morning till night, and barn and tractors. And so that's what helped me through the years too, you know, for playing. I recognize the songs and I pick them up pretty quick.
Sure. So you got... broke in when you were young, you never had the urge to change that radio dial at all, huh?
No, I mean, I listened to all kinds of music, but, you know, mom, they had it set, so we just left it. We didn't touch it in the house.
I know. When I was in those growing up years, you know, and you always want to be cool with your friends, and so dad and mom would take us to, I was in pep band, and so we'd pick up 3-4 kids in St. Joe, and I was always afraid that they wouldn't like it, you know, so you'd reach over and turn the dial. More than once, my dad said it right back to Chasm, and it's like, I'm driving, you listen to it. And all the other guys, oh, that's really neat, Junior. So at a young age, I learned, too, that Chasm is cool, you know, and it really
good station.
Is. It's been a good station all those years.
Good farm station and everything.
You bet. Yeah. Cliff set the way for us way back. I mean, I remember being like 3 or 4 years old, and I asked my mom, who is that? And she said, that's Cliff Mitchell. And so, yeah, goes back a long ways. Well, we've reached 12 o'clock here in Central Minnesota. I'm going to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market. Then we'll come right back to you guys, if that's all right.
So, Cy here for the St. Joe Meat Market. Now moving into December, which means the holiday season is underway with all the parties, get-togethers, activities, and events that come with this time of the year. The St. Joe Meat Market is here for you with all sorts of food and meat ideas to center your gathering around. There is bulk Christmas candy, one of the largest selections found in central Minnesota, all packaged to grab and go. From the ever-popular cheese and meat trays to a roaster full of one of our award-winning sausages, try some of our homemade deli sliced roast beef, which comes with the au jus. Our sliced off-the-bone ham is great on a tray, in a sandwich, or it can be warmed as the main course. We've already made several batches of our famous and traditional holiday sausage by request of the Thanksgiving travelers who were here for Thanksgiving and won't be returning before the Christmas holiday. For the more informal, for the more formal events, one of our already seasoned prime rib roasts, the possibilities are endless when you stop in or call the St. Joe Meat Market on behalf of your activity. For prices or more information, call 320-363-4913. Like us on Facebook or look us up on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com. A wish to you and yours for a safe and fun-filled holiday season from Harvey and Carol and the whole gang at the St. Joe Meat Market. And Jerry and Rick for being our guests on the show. We always put up a nice meat package, and well, in this case, we brought it along. You've already got it in the car. Hope you and the families enjoy it in good health. How does that work for you guys?
We'll enjoy it all right.
I think so.
Sausage and stuff there.
You bet. You've had the chance to have a few packages over the years, huh? Yep. So, well, Jerry, looking back over the years, some of the great dances that you've had. Think about that ever, you know, the bartenders and people that you knew and met. I think you guys probably played at the Legion and Silver Dollar and some of those.
Yep.
Coxie Quirt was bartender, good bartender, and Joe Prom probably back in the day at the Silver Dollar
Silver Dollar, yep.
Yeah, Joe owned it there for a while.
Yeah, we played at the Legion that one time, four times that week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Really? Oh, man.
I think we made $5 a night that time first. And he said we get a good crowd on Sunday, I'll pay you double. He did.
Really? Oh, that's pretty neat. Yeah. Probably Elmer Tresco back in the days, or who was running?
Yeah, Elmer Tresco.
Elmer was back in the days managing the Legion. Yeah. Some of the other places that you guys played, did you play Cedar Point at all? Or
Cedar Point.
That one too?
Kimball down there.
Kimball
Ballroom.
Playland Ballroom.
Every ballroom, I think, was wrong with it.
Yep.
And then bars and stuff up at Isle, Minnesota and stuff through there. And then we went up to Urbeck. South Dakota that time.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
As far and wide as there.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a big deal when you travel that far, huh?
Yeah, that was a long night that night.
That was. And then you'd usually get back home and have to milk the cows yet, huh?
Yeah, we never went to bed that night.
Yeah, I'll bet not. How about the St. Wendell Ballroom?
We played St. Wendell Ballroom too, yeah.
Yeah, and is that building still standing yet today?
No, it's gone.
It is gone. Oh, okay. Yeah.
It was a nice ballroom.
Yeah. And when you weren't playing, you probably went out to some of the dances at some of the ballrooms too, huh?
Oh, yeah. We went to a lot of dances, yeah.
I know one of our favorite was to go to the Coliseum.
Coliseum is Sunday nights.
Yeah, Cy Sacre. He knew everybody, and he was such a great proprietor. Yeah. Just so good. Yeah.
He was a good manager. Boy, I tell you, when you played there, you didn't go dry.
Yeah, no, that's for sure. Well, along the way, you made a recording, huh? How did that come about?
We just decided we're going to record it, and it was on a Sunday afternoon.
Really?
Went down to the Moose.
Oh, Wake Park Moose is where you recorded?
Yep.
Really?
Jerry Simonich helped us with that.
Oh, Jerry did. Yep. Okay, yeah.
That's when you went to church in the morning, and after that went down to the Legion.
The Moose?
And we made the recording that
day. Okay. And Jerry did the recording, or did you have a recording company come in?
No, he had a recording company, and Jerry helped with some of the stuff.
Okay, he coordinated it. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Who was all on the recording that time then?
That time was me and Donnie and Jerry Schindler, Charlie Torberg, Lauren Sobiak, and
Don Anderson.
Okay.
And that was it.
Okay.
Yeah, I think
that was missing anybody. Okay. Stan Willey wasn't on it?
No, he wasn't.
Okay. Yeah. So great memories, huh? And glad you did it, huh?
Yeah.
Every time you hear the music, I bet you it just gives you a thrill to,
it does.
You know, to think. And I've mentioned this before, too. I think one thing about the music business and making a recording, you'll never be forgotten.
No.
I mean, you get great tradespeople, great electricians, get
plumbers, but you know, after they're dead and gone for 10, 20 years, people say, who was that? You know, they don't, but you know, Whoopi John, Fez Fritchie, Harold Loffenmacher, boy, those guys are gone for how many years, and people still, those are household names yet, because they have recordings out. So.
They had good music them, you know, years ago.
And they did, yep.
And the Deutschmeisters were
Deutschmeisters were so good.
All the time.
Yep. Now, Donnie was such a good concertina player. Yep. Did he take lessons from Betty too? Do you know?
I don't think so.
Or did he learn it on his own?
He learned it on his own.
He learned it on his own. Okay.
And he always said, I'm going to like to play like Elmer Schei did.
Oh, is that what he said?
And he really did play.
He did play well.
He played there. I mean, it was just...
Well, we had him...
He was so smooth.
So smooth. And we started out and we ended up just like that. Just no...
We had Donnie on the program here once, I know, and and he wasn't playing anymore. The arthritis had gotten in his fingers.
Fingers are all crippled up.
He worked hard on the farm too, and that the farming can be a hard life. Kind of doesn't go with music, but but yet it does. I mean, boy, in the barn, I don't know. Can you vouch for this? Cliff always said he heard that the cow was always milked better to chasm.
I always had Cliff on in the morning. We milk cows.
Yeah. He swore by that. He said the cows milk better when you're listening to chasm. Some good old memories and good old days there. So, well, Rick, you guys are trying to learn more music or new music, or do you have a good repertoire already, or how are things looking?
No, I'm always learning new ones.
You
know, there's nights too. I get home at 2-3 in the morning, and I'm, you know, I got to unwind a little bit, and I'll pick up the saxophone and play for half hour.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
So,
yeah.
Always trying to learn new ones, and you know, I'll be listening to even on YouTube a lot of times, Larry Olson and them guys will pop up and, that's a cool song. So I try to find the music for it and
play along with it. That's great. So, and you don't have trouble with the wife coming and saying, you're waking me up?
No, I got to thank her, though. She does put up with my sickness, I guess.
She does, huh? Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, I should have mentioned we have the wives in the studio here today. Yeah. Jerry, your wife, Dorothy, Long here, and Rick's wife, Janelle. So, they always say behind a successful man, there's usually a good woman. So we have to give credit.
A lot for the band at that time. She made all the vests and stuff.
Dorothy did?
Yep.
Oh, that's awesome.
And my covers for my...
For your drums?
Amps and stuff.
That's awesome. Well, good. Well, again, let's mention that dance coming up, December 11th, Rick. Run through it again.
December 11th, 1 to 5, Pelican Lake Ballroom, St. Anna. Free admission. All you need, like I said, dancing shoes and smiles. It's all made possible by, like I said, Haas Livestock, Cannon Falls, Minnesota, St. Joseph Meat Market, St. Joe, Notch Livestock Trucking of Holdingford, Jim Snowmobile Marine, Holdingford, Chasm Radio, Albany, Winter Home Construction, St. Joseph, Minnesota, Century Bank of St. Joe, but like I said, they have other branches in the area, and Joe's Auto Parts, St. Joseph.
Very good. Well, we'll send them out your way. You know, that's one thing, Jerry, I'm sure you can vouch for too. When you had a nice crowd at a dance, it was always so easy to play, wasn't it?
Yep. Yeah, it was always.
You hear that swish, swish of the shoes across the floor, and you just felt like people were having a good time, and it made it, well, we should have talked about this sooner, but I'll bet you there's been more than one time where you had a dance job at 9 o'clock or something, and you were still in the barn milking cows at, 7:30, 8 o'clock or whatever?
Yeah, going pretty quick.
So it wasn't always easy, a little bit of hectic schedule, but it seemed like once you got to the place, everything went good from there.
Went good, yeah.
Yeah.
I just remember one time, the worst one we had, I remember we played the VFW in Sauk Rapids.
Okay.
Ice storm we had, you know, and got there, no people.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was me and Donnie and Stan Welly, I think. Yeah, just us three, I think.
Okay.
And we had to play 4 hours, though.
You did?
Yeah.
Played so, 4 hours to an empty hall, huh?
Yeah, and we took all these manacles they had sitting around. We set them on the dance floor. That's what we played to all night long.
Okay, very good. Yeah. I was just going to ask you if you had a good memory for us. That's certainly one. How about any other memories that you want to share yet before we let you go?
I remember one time in Lakeview Ballroom, we had a snowstorm.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we got there.
You did.
Yeah.
I remember people too?
Yeah, people were all there.
I mean, really?
Good crowds. And yeah, it's...
Oh, I know too.
It seemed like every time you played the ballrooms, it was good crowds.
Yeah. Yeah, we haven't had those kind of winters recent times at all. But boy, some of those years, well, you're probably playing in 65. We had a lot of snow that winter.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was, and we had dances get canceled too over the years. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rick, any memories that you can share of your short career?
Or? Well, just, you know, looking back now when I was younger, just playing with a lot of the names that, you know, like Jay Patterson and Donnie and Jerry and Richie Schindler. And now Ross Solis, amazing musician.
Oh, he is, yes.
Ronnie Eichmeyer.
Yeah.
On bass horn. And, you know, then Joe Carlson and Jim Horner have been helping Rich and I kind of, you know, with some advice and stuff. And just cool to have them names that I was actually able to work with.
So, you bet.
Over the years, but.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, we hope that the folks come out and you have a great time, and Mother Nature cooperates. We don't need a snowstorm on that day or anything like that.
Yeah, so we need some good weather.
You bet. So, well, with that, fellas, we're going to let you run. I want to take this opportunity to thank you for coming in. This has been very special. Wish you well, and we'll do this again sometime.
Thank you, Si, for having us on.
You bet.
Yeah, and you, thanks for having us on, and thanks to Chasm also for sponsoring us here. That really means a lot to us.
Absolutely.
And all our other sponsors. So.
Absolutely. It's been a great you know, career, music and that, and we want to keep it going. So, very good. Well, with that, we're going to let you run, and have a great day.
Thank you, Si.
Thanks, Si.
All righty, and there they go, Jerry and Rick Notch of the Minnesota Dutchman. We're now at 12 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, and we have a temperature reading of 35 degrees. Don't go away. We've got music coming up by the Minnesota Dutchman. Just moments. Larry Razavian is out of town checks with our theme Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up our 441st edition of our Musicians Come and Play program. Once again, Jerome Notch and Rick, his son, are guests here on our Musicians Come and Play program, talking about the big free dance coming up at the Pelican Lake Ballroom on Sunday, December the 11th, 2 weeks from today. Should be a great time. And yes, you can just get out and, like they said, bring your dancing shoes and smiles, because it'll be a great afternoon of music at the Pelican Lake Ballroom. Right now, we're going to swing into music by the Minnesota Dutchman, starting out with one called the Doghouse Polka. ¶¶
Jerome Nutch and the Minnesota Dutch Band, one called the Doghouse Polka. 18 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon, 35 degrees here in central Minnesota. Music continues with the Minnesota Dutchman. Waltz time, it's the Isabella Waltz. Jerry Nutch and the Minnesota Dutchman, one called the Isabella Waltz. 22 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. We're at 35 degrees here in central Minnesota. Music continues. Old time polka time, a great old time standard, one called the Helena Polka. Thank you. Minnesota Dutchman, one called the Helena Polka. Nice, snappy tune there for you. 24 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, and we are at 36 degrees here in central Minnesota in the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and that's always brought to us by Jeannie B's Tours. Jeannie Bonfig and the gang at Jeannie B's Tours. And they hope that you had a great Thanksgiving. Yes, indeed. And now, ready to make plans for traveling. It's the last chance to hop on board Jeannie B's Music, Mountains, and Mistletoe Branson Holiday Bus. This tour includes deluxe motor coach transportation, experience guide, 5 nights lodging, many meals. Shows included The Miracle of Christmas at the Sight and Sound Theater, Grand Jubilee, the Presley's Country Music Jubilee, the Dutton's Family Christmas, and the Clay Cooper's Country Christmas Show, plus sightseeing of the hidden gems of the Branson area, delicious holiday goodies and Christmas presents and prizes as you travel. To get on board the bus on this trip or any of the trips that Jeannie has left for the year, and of course already making plans for 2023, give Jeannie a call, 320-345-1581. Call her today. Jeannie B will show you how to celebrate the season Branson style. Yes, don't wait. You won't be sorry. It is a very merry way to spend 6 days. There is also seats still available for December 19th and 20th on the Bentleyville Lights Experience in Duluth Tour, which includes a motor coach, guide, 3 meals, lodging at the downtown Duluth Radisson Hotel, tour of the Glensheen Mansion, beautifully decorated for the holidays, the shops of Canal Park, a 2-hour lunch, and free time at the Black Bear Casino in Cloquet, Minnesota. Prizes and holiday goodies, as always, on the coach. And this is a very festive 2-day holiday getaway. Call Jeannie B's Tours today to enjoy the lights of Bentleyville this season. Jeannie B's Tours at 320-345-1581 will help you celebrate this Christmas season. Now, if you're looking for a 1-day festive outing, maybe it is an Andy and Bing Christmas on December 13th at the Paramount Theater in St. Cloud, or Christmas with the Nelsons on the 14th, which is also at the Paramount. Both tours include lunch, motor coach, guide, show ticket, holiday goodies, and prizes on the coach. Call your friends, then call Jeannie B at 320-345-1581 to get your seats reserved. And again, hoping that you had a happy Thanksgiving, and that comes to you from Jeannie, Art, Estelle, and the whole gang over at Jeannie B's Tours. And Jeannie always says, seeing is believing. So yes, indeed. Be sure and call Jeannie. And Jeannie texted in and just added, please add, Jeannie B's Tours invites you to join them on tours that are already getting set up for 2023. Right now is the time to call Jeannie B if you're interested in New York City and the Hudson River Valley in May, Alaska, Call of the Wild in June, and the Canadian Rockies, Banff, Lake Louise, and Glacier National Park this coming July. These tours are filling fast, you know, because of the pandemic. People are got that housetosis, so yes, they're calling in and reserving, so don't wait, don't miss the bus. Like Jeannie B tells her guests on the tours, these days, if you snooze, you'll lose. So your seats, you'll lose your seats on the tours. So call Jeannie B's Tours. Don't hesitate. 320-345-1581 to book your next getaway. And again, that is from Jeannie B's Tours. And Jeannie hoping that everyone has a great holiday season, safe and sound. 27 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, 36 degrees here in central Minnesota. We're going to put Donnie to work. Donnie Volk on the concertina. And this one called Don's Mazurka. Thank you.
Mazurka with the Minnesota Dutchman. Donnie Volk there on the concertina. And boy, back in the day, he was one of the better concertina players to come out of central Minnesota, and just enjoyed playing. And we had him on the Musicians Come and Play program back a few years ago. And Don just loved the old time music, and you could hear it in his playing. He was passionate about playing the concertina and playing with the Minnesota Dutchman. We're at 12:30 here, and we have a temperature reading of 36 degrees. Old time polka time with the Minnesota Dutchman. It's the Ellen Polka. Donnie Volk on the concertina there with the Ellen Polka. Yes, the Minnesota Dutchman. 28 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock. Temperature reading of 36 degrees here in central Minnesota. Old time waltz time with the Minnesota Dutchman. It's the Swedish Waltz. Thank you.
The Minnesota Dutchman, one called the Swedish Waltz. 25 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, 36 our current temperature here in Albany. Time for just a couple more selections. Right now, again, it's Old Time Polka Time with the Goosetown Polka. The Goosetown Polka with the Minnesota Dutchman. 23 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, and yes, we've been featuring music of the Minnesota Dutchman. Of course, Jerry and Rick Nutch were our guests today on our Musicians Come and Play program, talking about the big dance coming up at the Pelican Lake Ballroom 2 weeks from today, Sunday, December the 11th. It's a free dance and a great time to, you know, bring out your dancing shoes and your smiles, like they said. And have a great time. It's like turning the clock back 50 to 60 years when dances were plentiful and they were free. You bet. So don't miss an opportunity. Head out there 2 weeks from today, December 11th, the Pelican Lake Ballroom. Yeah, it'll be a great time. We're going to wrap things up on our musical treat for dancing feet with a nice old-time waltz, the Minnesota Dutchman, one called the Swiss Boy Waltz. Thank you. Jerry Nutch and the Minnesota Dutchmen, one called the Swiss Boy Waltz, wrapping up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. Takes us to 20 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock, and our temperature reading at 36 degrees and bright sunshine here in central Minnesota.